from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly environmental and science series. More than a decade ago, California began a landmark initiative to protect the state's marine ecosystems by setting up basically underwater state parks. They're known as marine protected areas. More than three dozen now exist. But with California's budget crisis, policing those reserves is proving to be a challenge, as Lauren Summer reports.
Flying low over the Pacific Ocean, you certainly can't see any lines drawn on the water below. But as Michael Carver of the Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary explains, on a map, it looks like a jigsaw puzzle.
Out here, you'll see a double point. We're coming right up on Point Resistance. And in just a few moments, we'll be up in the Estero. That's Drake's Estero.
There are three National Marine Sanctuaries in our flight path off the Marin Coast. But just next to those in state waters are 21 brand new Marine Protected Areas, or MPAs. In many of them, fishing is banned or sharply limited. Today, Carver is looking for boats in the area from a special observation window in this NOAA Twin Otter plane.
Up, two Coast Guard boats, and Bodega Marine Labs research boat, and a recreational powerboat. We got three.
Altogether, the marine protected areas cover about 350 square miles between Mendocino and Santa Barbara. The remaining sections of the coast are in the planning stages.
One of my favorites is the China rockfish.
Mark Carr is an ecology professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
There's so many different species of rockfish on the coast of California. So it's this amazing system of diversity.
Carr served as a science advisor for the state panel that drew up MPAs on the Central Coast. He says protecting marine ecosystems is different than protecting species on land.
It's really different because of the movement of individuals through the water. Populations are connected more.
Instead of writing the rules to protect one species, Carr says the MPAs were designed to protect a network of ecosystems. Many also protect important fish nurseries.
And that's really the sort of the cutting edge now where we are in California is trying to assess how the network is actually protecting ecosystems up and down the coast.
Carr is just one of the scientists monitoring how well the MPAs are working, though he says it will be a few more years before they see results. But making the MPAs work requires another set of boots on the ground.
Howdy, fellas. How are we doing today?
Nothing good.
Well, as you can see, we're fishing game.
Yeah.
And what are we fishing for?
Just off the coast of Santa Cruz, Lieutenant Don Kelly and Captain Doug Huckins steer their 24-foot boat up to a commercial fishing vessel. As wardens with the California Department of Fish and Game, they're on the front lines of implementing a first-of-its-kind policy.
Between Doug and I, we have about 60 years of experience with the department. In our tenure, there has never been a wider sweeping change in the activity of the ocean. Ever.
When the first MPAs finally came online 3 years ago, Kelly says they only gave out warnings to violators in their campaign to educate the public. These days, it's a continual effort.
For an example, a day I flew over, we took GPS coordinates on all of the boats that were in this one particular MPA. One boat was 31 feet inside, and the other one was 61, one was 258, one was 365. So they're trying to skirt the envelope a little bit. Push the envelope.
Over the past 3 years, they've handed out about 50 citations and 1,000 warnings. Just like other agencies in California, the state budget crisis has hit them hard.
Part of the problem is, like I have, for an example, I have 8 boats under my command. I have 4 people to run them. And so right now we do have a problem with staffing.
About 200 game wardens are responsible for almost 160,000 square miles of territory in California. That means the state has the lowest number of wardens per square mile in the nation.
Virtually everything that isn't a pet or a human being in the state of California is on our plate.
Richard Rogers is a member of the State Fish and Game Commission. He says understaffing is a chronic problem. Fish and game wardens were also surprised to learn that they would be subject to the mandatory state worker furloughs 3 days a month.
Does the term freaking out, is that a little bit too much? It's been very, very difficult to have 20% fewer hours out there.
Still, Roger says a number of nonprofits, foundations, and even fishermen's groups are helping monitor the MPAs. But getting Fish and Game more resources will be up to the state legislature as they hash out next year's budget, according to Caitlin Gaffney of the Ocean Conservancy.
We have had some increases in wardens. Modest, we need a lot more, but at least we're moving in the right direction, which is pretty unusual for state programs these days.
Gaffney says the California State Parks ballot initiative could also help beef up enforcement. About $35 million a year would go to the Department of Fish and Game if the proposition passes. Voters will decide that in November. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED Radio News.
You can tag along on the patrol flight over the Pacific with our new web video series, Science on the Spot. Just head to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Amgen Foundation.